We're in Perek Gimel. We talked about the fact that a person needs, the Mesivas Hashem says, to contend with the Yetzer Hara. What he needs to do is he needs Eizah Tachbula. What can he do? Yasa Losum Hara Ha'u V'Litorim to escape the Ra. And this is not an easy task, as we're going to explain in a moment. But one of the chidushim of the Balei Musar is if we get tangled up with the Yetzer Hara, the Yetzer Hara starts just getting us in his clutches, and he's starting to sway us. So one of the tricks of the Yetzer Hara is say, listen, why resist? At the end of the day, you know you're going to give in any end. So why fight? Just, you know, come to terms with what's going to be. This is one of the tricks of the Yetzer Hara. And the response we have to have to the Yetzer Hara is, you're right, it's probably going to happen. But listen, now I don't have time to deal with it. So let's put it off. Okay, we'll deal with this another time. Push it off into the future. And when you push things off into the future, we could be zeich, we have siyata d'shmaya to get involved with other things, which lead us in a different direction. And we escape from the clutches of the Yetzer Hara. So we should never be miyayish. We can always be zeicha to siyata d'shmaya. At any time, we can have siyata d'shmaya from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And that is one of the ways of dealing with the Yetzer Hara. We tell the Yetzer Hara, listen, I don't have time for you now. No time for you now. Busy. Just, you know. Yeah, I understand. You're a busy man today. You tell the Yetzer Hara. You know, you have a lot of, you multitask. You have a lot of things to do. I'm also busy. So right now, you're going to have to wait in the waiting room. I have other things to do. You know, we'll get around to it. We'll talk. But right now, just push off. Push off the Yetzer Hara. That we should not fall into the Yetzer Hara's clutches. How difficult this is an amazing chazal. And we have to understand this chazal in terms of what it means. Because on its surface, and many people, most people learn it on its surface. And it's only Rabbi Sol Salanter who cautions us that we dare not take this chazal in the most literal sense. What is this? The Dover Zehu, the Uno, Chachamenu, Zekhanu, Lebracha. That it's not so easy to escape from the Yetzer Hara. That's why he says we need a great deal of foresight to be able to deal with the Yetzer Hara, to work at it. He's binding biyachdo b'sichlo. It's not easy. We have a Gemara in Erevin, a remarkable Gemara in Erevin. Gemara in Erevin writes the following: Noyach loy li odom. Shalom Nivra, as I'll tell us. Moraz HaMachleik is B'Shamay and B'Selah. Noyach Leilad and Shalom Nivra, Shalom Nivra. Better off than man was created and man wasn't created. Which is better off? And the Gemara concludes like B'Shamay, Noyach Leilad and Shalom Nivra. Better off if we weren't created. But Achshav Shanivra, and now that we were created, so what shall we do? Now, this is a very, very difficult Gemara. And one of us would get up and say this Gemara, we would be accused of heresy, and rightfully so. How can a human being conclude, we're better off not being created, when we read the Chumash Bereishis and Pashas Bereishis, Rayar Elokim Espol Asher Osa, the Rebbeinu deserved everything that he created, including the human being, in a Tov Ma'ayid, it's wonderful. The Rebbeinu Shalom says it's wonderful. And we say, Noyach Loi Lo'adim Shalom Nivra. Now, dare we say such a thing? Contradicting. And Chazal conclude, a conclusion in Shas, against an explicit pasuk in the Torah. Is that conceivable? So raises the issue of Yisrael of Salam. And what we saw tells us that this Gemara means something very, very different. And what this Gemara means is the following. There are things that we know, we intellectually understand, and there are things that we believe. Things that we believe, as Reb Chaim Brisk says, that we have to go as far as we can with the human seichel. And after that, what a seichel can take us, that's where Amuna comes in. The things that are beyond our grasp, that's the realm of Amuna. So the shayla of this Gemara is, what the creation of man, is it understandable from the human, by the human intellect? Or it's beyond the human intellect, it's a matter of Amuna. The Rabbeinu Shlom said so, by Yara Lakimus Malasharosa, it must be so. But if you asked us to decide, we could not reach that conclusion. That's the machlokes b'shama and b'sama. The Sulla said it's possible to understand why the human being was created and that it served our purposes. It was good for us. And b'shama said it based on our own understanding, our own intellect, we would be forced to conclude that no yechol no b'shama. It's a muna in terms of our own intellect. Very difficult, too difficult to understand. From our intellect, we would reach the opposite. And what's the Shaila? The Shama has a very, very compelling, intellectual approach to the Shama. Come to a person, why were we created? So we know, the Chachmei HaKabbalah tell us, all the Sforn poets, that we sat in Gan Eden before we came to this world. But what was the problem sitting in Gan Eden? What the Zohar calls Nama de Gisufa. We were on welfare. Like we didn't earn our keep. So just as in this world, a person should have pride, and does have pride to support himself and take care of himself, doesn't want to be on welfare, doesn't want handouts. So similarly, in Olam HaBa, the Neshama is similarly constituted. It doesn't want handouts. So the Rabbeinu Shlom says, okay, we'll send you down to this world. You do Torah mitzvahs, and after you complete the journey in this world, you come back, and then you'll have earned your keep. Okay, it's a pretty good deal. I don't have to be on welfare. I can earn my own keep. But wait a second. What happens if I tell you to follow this? Right now, you're in poverty in this world, and you can't support this. I'm going to give you a job. You're going to make $1 billion a year. Not bad. You get on Forbes list very fast, the richest people in America. $1 billion a year, you're going to make. Anyone not willing to sign up? Not backbreaking work. You want a business. $1 billion a year. Anyone that doesn't want to sign up? You won't work any harder than you're working now. Maybe even less hard. Guaranteed $1 billion a year. However, there's one caveat. The caveat is, if you succeed, the job is yours forever, $1 billion a year. But if you fail at this job, we're going to throw you out of this job, and you will not be able to find any other work, and you won't be able to go back on welfare. You're going to starve to death. Now, are you ready to take this job? This is already a more dicey situation. It's a job, $1 million job with a lot of responsibility. You don't pay $1 million for nothing. You know? So am I gonna be one of the CEOs that succeeds or one of many that fail? But if I fail, I'm doomed. Right? I won't have a slice of bread to eat. Nothing. I won't be able to beg, I won't be able to get older, I'm doomed. That's it. Now, I ask again, who wants to sign up for this job? All of a sudden, not so many takers. So B'Sham, I say, listen, what's this world about? Rabbeinu Shlom said you are on the dole, you were getting welfare, a welfare check in Gan Eden. Okay. So now what's going to happen? Rabbeinu Shlom is going to send us downstairs. And what happens if I mess up in this world? So then I'm in trouble. They're not letting me back into Gan Eden now. So where am I now? So why should I roll the dice? It's good, you're right. If I succeed, I'm going to have an honored seat in Olam HaBa. I'm going to sit with the tzaddikim, with the people that earn that key. And if I mess up in this world, than what's going to be with me. So I'm not ready to take that, to jump into that deal. Not worth my while. So Bishama says, if you ask me in Chazal from Parvita, based on our analysis, is we'd be better off that we didn't come to Israel. Too many challenges in Israel, too many mistakes, too many possibilities of failure. But the Rebbeinu Shalom brought us here. But the statement of means that we fully acknowledge all the challenges that we face. Challenges are so immense that left to our own devices, we would have to conclude, wow, what a dangerous place I'm in. I cannot even understand why I'm here, why it's good for me to be here. I have to have faith that Rebbeinu Shalom said it's good to be here. But I don't understand why I'm here. I don't understand why I don't want to get out of here. You know how dangerous a place it is there? I look around. You know, they left me in the middle of a field someplace. And I look around, and every side I turn, there are machine gun nests. And I'm in the middle of this field. You know, a lovely place to be. I'd rather not be here. And you tell me, well, don't worry, it's good for you to be here. You might say so. I believe in the Rebbeinu Shalom. My intellect is having a hard time understanding why standing in a field surrounded by machine gun nests is a good place to be. But what does Chazal mean to tell us about this? But we're here. And it's obvious our seichel understands the difficulty, the challenge of being here. This is not an easy place to succeed. So what do we have to do to succeed? We better work hard at it. We better define the methodology by which we're going to succeed. This is not a cakewalk. You know, didn't bring me to a birthday party to give me a piece of cake and blow out the candles. This world is not going to be so easy. Yeah, if that's the case, I'll go toe-to-toe with the Yetzer Hara my whole life. How am I going to deal with it? How am I going to face the Yetzer Hara? How am I going to defeat the Yetzer Hara? And it's not even a question of defeating the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is so sly. That is going to convince me that a whole bunch of things that I do are mitzvahs. And they're absolute averus. And I'm going to go through life, ooh, I did this mitzvah, that mitzvah, the next mitzvah. And in Shemayim, they're not entering them into the roster of the role of the mitzvahs. In Shemayim, they're entering them into the role of the averus. So the first thing I need to do is first, ma'u atov amiti shiyukhalo on, mara amiti shiyukhalo. I first have to see through all the deceit of the Yetzer Hara. The Olam Haba, the Olam Hazeh is a very appealing place. So many appealing things. And they come presented in such fashion that it looks like it's the path to Olam Haba. What could be better? So first I have to unravel the deceitfulness of the Yetzer Hara. And then I have to vie with them to succeed once I know it's Ra'at Tayyib. So there he didn't succeed. He didn't pull the wool over my eyes. I got past that. That's not easy. And now that I know it's good, what the Yetzer Hara went away and looked for other customers, he's still interested in me. He wants to do business with me. So now he realizes, okay, he didn't succeed so well in fooling me totally. You know, I don't think the Averis are mitzvahs and the mitzvahs are Averis. But he has plenty of tricks, you know, to get me to do what he wants. He's a good salesman. Good salesman. He wins the awards. Best salesman of the year many times. So that's what Chazal tells us. If the Gemara and Erevin tells us, now I'm here. I'm in the middle of this machine gun nest from every side of me. So what should I do? What shall we do? So Chazal give us two eitzes. One is the fashpesh b'masav, one is the mashpesh b'masav. And the Mesilas Yesharim has a very beautiful explanation of that. And as on Thursday, we will take up to continue Parag Gimel in the Ramchal. And we ask the discuss of our learning, the discuss of the Tfilas, that each one of us davens, with the Rabbeinu Shalom, bring forth the Midas Arachnu and Christ that we're in, bring forth Yeshua, one of Christ, one of the entire world. And we should be able to return to a more normal existence. So we have discuss. We realize it's discuss to go to the basic messes, discuss to go to the basic language. Schus, the children, the back to Yeshiva, the Nefesh of Yisrael will be learned. These are the weapons that Klal Yisrael has. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam in this Hester Olam that exists, the Charon after existence, denied us access to them. Beseech the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam give us again the schus to undertake these mitzvahs. To undertake these mitzvahs. We understand so well, there's a perish, I'll end with this today, of the Rebbe's forebear, the Nesivus, and the Rebbe's ancestors. And the Nesivus says in his Haggadah Shel Pesach, we have a bracha that we recite. Every time we're about to do a mitzvah, it comes periodically. So it seems like a three-peat. You know, he asked me if I looked at this text, it would look like the author suggested to the editor one, or the editor suggested one of three possibilities. Somebody made a mistake, they hit the button, and they took all three of them. Each one would seem to suffice in its own right. But why do we need all three of them? And the receivers, and as Agod addresses this, he says, the first is Shechiyah, that we're alive. Am Yisrael Chai, we're around. We've endured from Avraham Avinu until now. The second is, do we have the same philosophy that we had before? Chai lo adu zetayim lanetzah, v'ri Hashem lo shamisi, it's unchanging. We have the same beliefs. We believe in the same prayer that the Rebbeinu Shel gave to Moshe Rabbeinu. But he says, and how much we understand it at this particular moment, having those two things in place, we're here, and we're committed to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam Torah, does not yet mean that we can do a mitzvah. The Yonah we mean, we need the practical means to be able to do that. Right? A Pesach, we need a piece of matzah. A Sukkot, we need a Sukkot. Hanukkah, we need candles and a menorah. We need the physical, the material circumstances which allow us to carry out our beliefs. And that's what we have to say to Higion, the Nesivus rites. And how much do we understand? We're in the state of Shechiyonu v'Kimonu. There's a lot of things in Ruach Hashem. We're here. V'Kimonu, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has sustained us. And spiritually, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has sustained us. And then we want to go to hear Kriya Satara. We want to go to the Mishpala Mitzvah, to the Torah Mitzvah. Our children should go to Yeshiva to learn. What we're missing is the Vigiyama, is the Mishchus of the Holy Nesivus in his Torah. The Vigiyama, in fact, to reach the Vigiyama. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam, remove the Charaf, restore us to a more normal existence. One when we can embrace with new vigor, new enthusiasm. With the Mitzvah of the Talmud Torah Barabim, the Schus of the Tinoikos of Yisrael. Good night, Rabbi Isai. Everyone stay well. It's wonderful seeing you. I look forward.